Can you turn down the...
Well, used to make a miracle around out of the same thing on this, but seesaw usually is about the only thing I ever recall.
Okay. And when you made this merry-go-round, did you just call it a merry-go-round?
Yeah, it was sort of like a seesaw. You'd have a hole in the plank fastened into a post that was in the ground.
Yeah.
And it would have a iron peg driven down to where this plank could turn around that hole. And you'd call that a merry-go-round.
Okay. On a seesaw, when two kids are on it going up and down, you'd say they are...
Seesawing.
Okay. What about in the old coal-burning stoves? They used to have a little container that went on the floor next to the stove that you held the coal before you put it in there.
Well, they had a scuttle, they used to call them, if it was coal.
Mm-hmm.
They had what's called a coal scuttle.
Okay. And in the old wood-burning kitchen stoves, they had a piece... It went up out of the back of the stove and went up through the wall and carried the smoke out.
That's a pipe, smoke, stove pipe we call it.
Okay. What about the thing that has one wheel on the front and a bed and two handles on the back and you wheel it around the
wheelbarrow?
Okay. A rock or stone that you would use to sharpen a knife on?
Yeah, a whetstone we used to call it.
Okay, and if it had a treadle on it or a handle,
it would be a grindstone.
Okay. And the thing that you drive back and forth to work, you call?
A car.
You ever use the term automobile?
Automobile, yeah.
When did you use the term automobile?
Well, the ones who used to call them cars, if we just rarely ever speak of them as an automobile, we might say my automobile needs to go down and have a service job done to it, or I need to take out my automobile insurance to use this big out of them as an automobile.
What about the thick stuff that you shoot up into a car with a gun? You get up under it and shoot up into a car.
Well, that's grease.
Okay, when you do this, you say that you're doing what?
Lubricating the car.
Or
lubricating the chassis.
Okay, or would you ever say, would you...
Greasing it.
Okay, yeah. And if, your hands got all covered with this grease. You say, look at my hands, they're all
greasy.
Okay. And when you put into a car that you change every 2,000 miles,
you put what we call the engine oil and motor oil.
What did you call the stuff that they used to put in the old lamps that burned?
Kerosene.
Okay.
Or coal oil back in the old days.
Okay. When you're going to put a boat or a ship in the water for the first time, you say that they are
fixing to launch it.
Okay. What about a small boat that you make go this way?
That's a rowboat.
Okay. Are there any different types?
They have a rowboat. Well, with a single paddle, they have a boat that you can row with oars, that you use part of oars.
What, is there any certain name for the one with a single paddle?
Well, we just used to speak of them as a rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
And people that use the other type, a lot of times they use in racing with the two oars and the locks, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be more or less of a racing boat, where the other might be just a fishing boat.
What about one that's flat in front?
We sort of speak of it as a scow.
Okay. And if it's pointed, it's just
it's a regular boat.
Okay.
And if it's pointed and slope comes up on the side, it could be a canoe.
Okay. Now, I'm talking about the verb go, you might say, today I
went,
or I
am going to town,
or
we are going to someplace.
And if you were going to ask, would you say, if you're going to ask somebody, are you going to get any, would you say, am I?